Daf Hey Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the top, Ella Amar Zer. So our discussion, we were in the middle of the discussion about how in the Mishnah there's an Akira and Hanocha from the person's hand, Oni the Baal Bais's hand. He's removing it, he's lifting it up from the hand, he's placing it into the hand. The hand does not measure Dalad al Dalad. So are we to say that you do not need an Akira and Hanocha from a place which dalet al dalet? So we had several potential solutions, which the Gemara rejected. Now the Gemara is going to offer another teretz to see how the Mishnah, what's the pshat in the Mishnah, why is it akira and hanocha from a hand, why is it chayiv, it does not measure dalet al dalet. Elam Rav Zera Hamani Achirmi. The Tana of the Mishnah must be like the Acherim, who apparently hold that you do not need a makom dalet al dalet. The Tanya Acherim Oimrim Omad b'mekayim v'kibel chayev. If a person stood in his place, so Reuven threw an object, he threw an object in Rishus HaRabim, or to the Rishus HaRabim, and Shimon stood in his place, and it landed in his hand, and he caught it. So then the thrower, Reuven, is chayav, because it went and it landed from the kayach, from the force of his throw. So it landed where it landed in the spot that his throw caused it to land. And if Shimon wasn't there, it would have landed in the same spot on the ground. But it did not land in a different place. But, however, Akerman Mekayim V'Kibel, if the one who caught it, if Shimon, he ran from his place and caught V'Kibel Potter, then Reuven is Potter, Shimon is Potter, because neither did a complete Hoitzah, neither did a complete Malacha. Reuven threw it, and it went from his throw, but it would have landed in a different place. Now, because Shimon went ahead and caught it, he caught it in midair, so he caught it in a place that it would not have landed had he not grabbed it and caught it in midair. So he is considered, Shimon is the one who's considered doing the Hanacha, because he caused it to land in this place. From the force of the throw of Reuven's throw, it wouldn't have landed over here. It's because he was Akrami Mekayme, he ran from his place, he went to catch it, and he prevented it from landing where it would have landed based on the Akira, the force of the throw of Reuven. So each one only did half of the Malacha. Reuven did the Akira, Shimon did the Hanocha, the Potter. So now we're analyzing the statement, how it relates to our discussion. But if he was passive, he just Shimon stood in his place and he caught his Chayiv. He caught it and is apparently in his hand. So doesn't that show you, it would seem to see, that you do not need a makom dalet al dalet. Al shmami no loy bein and makom arba. Doesn't that teach us that you do not need for hanocha a place of dalet al dalet? Where it says v'dilma, perhaps, but v'dilma hanocha would loy bein. And like we said before, there is a svara to be machalek between akira and hanocha. So therefore, it's not conclusive. Because Dilma Hanocha would Lebina. Perhaps for Hanocha you don't need a Mokum Dalet al Dalet. Ha Akira Bina. But for Akira, perhaps you still would need a Mokum Dalet al Dalet. Now our Mishnah is saying both the Akira and the Hanocha could be from the hand of the Oni of the Baal HaBayis. So apparently neither the Akira or the Hanocha need a Mokum Dalet al Dalet. Now even if you want to demonstrate from here, from this Braisa, that the Acherim hold that you don't need Dalet al Dalet, because the person who caught it, he caught it in his hand, but that only demonstrates Hanocha, it doesn't demonstrate Akira. And furthermore, v'hanocha nami dilma d'pashit kanfi v'kibla. And furthermore, it's not even conclusive legabi the hanocha, because who said he caught it in his hand? Maybe he spread out his garment, his jacket, his garment, whatever it is, and which measures dalet al dalet, and it landed, and he caught it in the garment on his lap. And therefore, you cannot even prove that by hanocha you don't need dalet al dalet. So now the Gemara is going to attempt to offer a different solution. Omer Baba Masnissen, we can say the case in our Mishnah is Nami Kigain, shekibel betraskal, that or shekibel or she'akal be'akar betraskal, that he had a basket. Ve'inichal gal betraskal. So akar betraskal, ve'inichal gal betraskal. De'ika name hanocha. So we could be talking in our Mishnah that it doesn't mean that it was from the hand. It means that it was removed from a basket that was in the person's hand. It was placed not in his hand, it was placed in a basket that was in hand. And the basket measures dalet al dalet. So it's not conclusive from our Mishnah that you don't need dalet al dalet, and because perhaps it was not taken or placed in the balabais on his hand, perhaps they were holding a basket. The basket measured dalet al dalet, and therefore you do have a makom dalet al dalet. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Vahayada ketani, it says his hand. Tani, traskel shabiyada. Perhaps you learn that it means a basket that was in his hand. Perhaps you can say the solution if it were in the Rishus HaYochid. It was a basket, the Balabais was holding a basket, and therefore it's in Rishus HaYochid. It measures that al dalet. So there was an Akira from or Hanacha to a Rishus HaYochid, a Malkam Dalet al dalet. Perhaps you can say that by the Rishus HaYochid. Ela Traskel Shavus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid Him. But if it's a basket in the Rishus HaRabim, then by virtue of the fact that you have a basket, a person holding a basket, which presumably would be higher than 10 tefachim off the ground, and it measures dalet al dalet, well, then it no longer has the dimensions of Rishus HaRabim. It would be considered Rishus HaYochid, even though the person is standing, the Ani is standing in the Rishus HaRabim. But if he is holding a basket and it's 10 high and it measures dalet al dalet, that space over there, that area over there, would not be considered a Rishus HaRabim. It would be considered a Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, there would be no Haitzah from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. It would be from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. Now, if you want to say that this is not so, that it is not considered a Rishus HaYochid, then Lema Deloike Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, then we would have to say that this Mishnah, our Mishnah, would not follow the Shita Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Sanya Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, amen. No, it's kind of Rishus HaRabim. The person stuck a pole into the Rishus HaRabim. Over Rishus Traskel, on the top of it, there's a basket. Zarek v'nachal gabav. The person threw something, and it landed on top of Chayim. That is Chayim. It's considered like he threw from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid. That basket that's on the pole, even if the pole is stuck in the ground, it's on the street, it's a street pole, even if it's stuck in the Rishus HaRabim, but if it's 10 high and it has a basket that measures dalet al dalet, that is considered Rishus HaYochid. Dikar of Yosef Rav Yehuda, because if it's going according to Rav Yehuda, Poshet Balabai says, Yara lachutz v'nosan l'soich yara shalhani yamai chayim, mirshus HaYochid l'rishus HaYochid kemapi. Then why would you be chayav? Because Rav Yosef says that that basket is considered a Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, if the Balabais removes an object and puts it in that basket, why is he chayav? He's not taking from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, he's taking it into a Rishus HaYochid. Now, what is the reasoning? Why does Rav Yosef say that that basket is a Rishus HaYochid? It's not a house, it's not a courtyard. Why is that a Rishus HaYochid? The reason is because a Rishus HaYochid is something which has a mechitza, it's surrounded by mechitzas, and it's an area that is dalet al dalet, and the mechitzas are 10 high. So if a person has a wall around his yard, his chotzer, it's walled in, and the walls are 10 high, and the top of the wall, and he puts something and it lands on the top of the wall, that's considered landing in the Rishus HaYochid. So over here, if you have a pole and you have the basket on top, now Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, he says we have a principle of good achis, which means that halachically we say if you have mechitzas, they extend down. They extend down to the ground. So if you have the pole, it's 10 or more off the ground. If you have the basket on top, which is a I have a basket which has an area of dalet al dalet. We view the mechitzas of the basket as extending down. So it is as if you have an area which is dalet al dalet, which is enclosed, has mechitzas which are 10 high. And you're throwing it on top of that area which is dalet al 10 high. Now, Rav Yossi says that's because we apply the principle of good achis, and we look at the mechitzas as they extend down. So you do have mechitzas which are 10 high, even though physically they're not, but because of good achis, we view them as extending down. So you have mechitzas which are 10 high, halachically, and surrounding an area which is dalet al dalet, you have a rishus hayachid. Now, if you're saying that our Mishnah is talking about that there's a traskel, and the Ani is standing there, and he's more than 10 high. So it's as if you have the pole, and like the body of the Ani is as if you have a pole with the basket on top. And that would be Rishus HaYachid, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. And yet our Tana is saying, if the Valabayas takes something from his Rishus, puts it on that basket, it's considered taking from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So let us say, our Tana is not like Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda. Where it says, Afilu Tamer Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda. No, it can even follow the sheet of Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda, because Hasam Lamala Meyud, Hachalamata Meyud. Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda only says that if it's 10 high. So, but over here, we can be talking where it's not 10 high. It'd be lower than 10. So Tosfos says that it seems to be another problem, because even if it's not 10 high, even if it's not 10 high, but if it's higher than 3 off the ground, between 3 and 9, it's considered that area, that space, that airspace is considered karmelis. It's not considered Rishus HaRabim either. So even though it's not a Rishus HaYachid, if it's not 10 high, but it's not Rishus HaRabim either, L'chayra, it would seemingly would be a karmelis. So his answer is, we're going that in karmelis bekalim. When we say a karmelis, when we say it's a karmelis, that means is when it's a distinct Rishus. It is something which has used as a separate area. So if you have over like a platform that's between 3 and 9 tefachim high off the ground, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's not a public thoroughfare. It's like a porch, it's a platform, it's something of that nature. But kalim, utensils, basket, that's not a separate Rishus. So we would not consider that a karmelis. But however, it doesn't say a basket, it says his hand. It doesn't say a basket in his hand. So it's difficult to say that we're talking specifically with a basket. We're talking perhaps when the person lowered his hand, it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, and he's a mekabel. So the hand is considered subordinate to the ground. The ground area, obviously, is more than dalet al dalet. His hand is within close proximity to the ground, within 3 tefachim to the ground. So it's considered like it landed on the ground. So you don't have an issue, you don't have a problem with dalet al dalet. Frak the Gemara of Ha'oimid Ketani, it says the person was standing. Morat says b'sheikha, he was bending down. V'boisema b'guma, or alternatively, he was standing in a pit. So the height, he was standing in a pit which was lower down, and his height, his hand, the height of his hand was within 3 of the ground. He didn't have to bend down, he was in a pit, and therefore the height of his hand when he was standing upright was within 3 tefachim of the ground. Taisa says that pit itself has to be used by the Rabbim either to place things in, or that it's easy to walk through and walk down into the pit and pass the thoroughfare, can pass through, because otherwise the pit itself would not be considered a Rishus HaRabim, be considered a Karmelis, and it would not be considered that he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara gives another alternative by saying bananas with a midget. So when he's standing, his hand is within 3 of the ground. So we have all these alternatives where we can say that he's standing, but his hand is within 3 of the ground. And since his hand is within 3 of the ground, it's considered like the object was placed on the ground, which obviously has an area of dalet al dalet. Amarava, ech voltana lashmina kolhani, is a Tana giving us a case where we have to have all of these difficult scenarios which are dochuk. Why would the Tana say hand, and therefore we're forced to present all these different difficult scenarios, somewhat far-fetched scenarios? Why not say simply that it landed on his lap? He put it on his lap, he put it in a garment. Why say put it in his hand, which forces us to now to give all of these hechatimses? Elama Rava, no. We reject all of these. It's not a basket, and he's not bending down, and he's not a midget. Elama Rava, the Tana does require an Akira and Anocha from a Mokam Dalet al Dalet. And it's talking when he placed it and took it from his hand. Even though the hand is not physically measured dalet al dalet, but it has a chashivas of dalet al dalet. You have to take from a place of dalet al dalet because that is where the place, the object is considered resting. So you took it from its resting place. You have to put it on a mokum dalet al dalet. That's a resting place. If it's not dalet al dalet, it is not a place which is secure. It's not a place which is protected. So normally you need dalet al dalet. But if it's in a person's hand, so as the Rambam says, and this is Lishitosai, you don't have the chasaran because it is considered over there in his hand secure because he can hold it, he can grasp it. Put it on a small ledge, which is not dalet al dalet, will fall off. But here he's holding it in his hand, so he can grasp it, he can feel it. And therefore, that has a chashivas of a dalet al dalet. Even though it physically doesn't measure dalet, and even though normally you need an akir and an ocha to and from a makom dalet al dalet, but a hand is different. It has chashiv. It's chenki. Also, Rav and Amar of Yochanan, Yarish alam chashuv like a dalet al dalet. Amar Rav and Amar Vilam Rav Yochanan, zarek chayvitz v'nach b'seich Yarish al chaveroi. A person threw something and it landed in his friend's hand. Chayev. He's chayav because it landed on a makom which has a significance of dalet al dalet. Vektik mor maikam ashmalan yarish aladam chashuv like a dalet al dalet. What does he want to teach me? That his hand has a chashivas of dalet al dalet. V'ha'am rav yechon chanazimna. He already told us that. Or says no, it's a chiddush here. Ma'udasim hanimilehech da'atsh ve'huliyok. You might think that's when the person with the hand has a chashivas of dalet al dalet. It's only when he's machshev it, when he put it in a hand, when he took it from a hand. So he gave it that chashivas because he consciously wanted to put it or take it from that area. Aval hech adolei achshev, here it landed on its own. Aval hech adolei achshev huliyode emaloi. But over here, it just landed on its own. So you might have thought there was no conscious chashivas given to this hand. You might have thought it's not a hanacha. K'mash malan, afal pikein, a hand by definition, not because of a machshava. A hand by definition is choshev, and therefore it considered as if it's dalet al dalet. If a person stood in his place and it landed in his hand, Reuven threw something, Shimon caught it. He did not move it, just he caught it while he was standing in his place. Chayav. So this hanocha came from the kayach of the thrower of Reuven. So Reuven is chayav. He did an akira and the hanocha. But if the one who caught it, he did not stand in his place, so he ran and caught it in midair, potter. And it's potter because they did not land from the force, did not land where it would have landed based on the force of the thrower. Where Reuven threw it, it would have landed somewhere else. Shimon ran to catch it, so it's as if Shimon made the hanacha, not Reuven. So it says two people did it. Reuven did the akira and Shimon the hanacha. So now, based on that, he has the following shaila. If a person threw the item, Reuven threw the item, v'nekar humi mekayim v'chazer v'kibel mao. Now he himself ran and he caught it in midair. So it's done all by one person in the scenario. Reuven threw it. Now it would have landed, let's say, 20 feet ahead. Then he himself ran and caught it in midair, and it therefore he caught it only 10 feet away. Now, it didn't land in the same place as it would have landed based on the force of his throw. So on one side of this is, you could say, one way of looking at it is, well, based on the on his throw and his Akira, that's not where it would have landed. Now, when he caught it in midair, that's a new pa'ula. So it's not considered like one malach. Or perhaps, however, he's the same person doing both parts of it. He did the Akira and did the Hanacha. So now, my kimi boy le amar avar barava. The shaila is as follows: Shnei kaiches bottom echad kimi boy le. There's two separate forces with one person. Shnei kaiches bottom echad kaadam echad dami. Now, even though there's two separate forces, but it's one person, do we treat it like one person doing the whole melacha? V'chayev oydilma kishnei b'nei aram dami upater. Teiku. Do we look at this that there are two separate forces? The Akira was done, the throwing was done with one force. Based on the force of the throw, it would have landed somewhere else. Now that he himself went ahead and caught it in midair, he caused it to land in somewhere, a different place. So do we look at it like two separate people? Now, it's clear that when we do Haitzah, if Reuven picks an object in from his house, he does the Akira, he walks and he takes it to the street and he puts it down. Now, he's obviously doing two separate actions. He's picking up and putting it down, but that is Hoitzah by its definition. It requires two separate actions. But here we're talking about Zrika by throwing. Throwing by definition requires one action. You throw it, and based on the force of the throw, it lands in a certain place. Now, over here, he caught it himself and he caused it to land in a different place. So do we say it is not the malacha of Zrika? This Zrika is done by two separate forces. So it's as if two separate people are doing it and not one is doing the whole malacha. So it should be potter. Or do we say that Saif calls Saif, even though there are two forces over here, there's two kaiches, and Zrika is normally done with one kayach, but Saif calls Saif, it's the same person doing both, and he should be chayav. Take whom? Amar Rav and Amar Rav Yechanan hechnes yodel say chotzer chaver, a person stretched his hand into his friend's chotzer, the kibul megeshomim, and he collected the rainwater of a hoitzi chayav. And he's chayav, it's considered like he took it from Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. Maskev l'ro zera mali hitinu chaver mali hitinu shamayim. Well, he did not pick it up, it landed in his hand and he threw it out. Now, as we learned before, if somebody placed an object, if Reuven placed an object on Shimon's back, so Shimon didn't pick it up, and now he went out with it, you'd say it's potter because he didn't do the Akira. It was done by somebody else. So here also, he didn't pick it up. It landed in Shemayim. So Mali Yitinu Chavera, Mali Yitinu Shemayim. He himself did not pick it up. He did not do the Akira. So why should it be Chayim? Iloi Avad Akira. So the Gemara says, Loi Teima Kibel El Akolat. Don't say that it's Kibel. Till now we were assuming that he just, in one hand, he collected the rainwater. It fell into his hand. It fell into his hand, and then he took it out to the Rishus HaRabim. So based on that, the Gemara asks, well, he didn't do an Akira. He didn't do the Akira. Mali Tinu Chaver, Mali Tinu Shemayim. It just landed in his hand. It's as if someone put it in his hand. So the Gemara is saying, no, don't say Kibla Kala. Meaning, he took it, and the rain fell, and he deflected it from one hand to the other hand. So now it's as if he did the Akira by deflecting it into his hand, and then he took it out as if he did the Akira. It didn't just land there. He was maki, he deflected it into the other hand. Affecting more, but still, v'abin akir me'al gabi mokam dalet v'leka. Fine, but he did not pick it up from a mokam dalet. Even so, he did not pick it up from a place which is dalet al dalet. He was landing and the rain was falling, and then he would just deflect it into the other hand. Amar Rav Chiya Barei, the Rav Huna Kigun Shekolev Ma'agavei Kaisal. So it means that the pshat is that no, he scooped it up from a wall. The water that was dripping down the wall, and he scooped it up from the wall. It hasn't landed, right? So it's not from a place. Can't be considered an akira unless he picked it up from a stationary position, which is dalet al dalet. And over here, there's no stationary position. It's just flowing down the wall. More answers. We're talking where it's a sloped wall. So now, if the rainwater is considered, is collected on the slope part of the wall, it's collected over there, and therefore it's considered like he did an akira from a stationary position of a makom dalet al dalet, and that's why he's chayav.